League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 30% off paints and stains July 18th through the 28th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome to the Betting Above the Rim podcast. Today's date, July 21st, episode 168 of the Betting Above the Rim podcast. And let's get started with our tip-off tops with some welcome backs, I guess you would call it. Let's start off with Damian Lillard, the 9-time NBA All-Star, signed last week a 3-year, $42 million deal to return to the Portland Trail Blazers. Obviously, it's according to Shams Charania. This does include a player option for 27-28 and has a no-trade clause. Let's talk about why this is important. When Damian Lillard tore his Achilles, one thing that came out of Milwaukee was he wanted to rehab in Portland. Why? His kids are there. His family's there. So it was natural for him to want to rehab, if he's going to miss a year, where his family is. So this set up in motion an opportunity for a storybook ending for one of the greatest players to wear a Portland Trail Blazers uniform. Is he greater than Clyde Drexler? No. Is he greater than Bill Walton? No. But is he on the Mount Rushmore of Portland Trail Blazers players? I'd say yes. So for Dame, it makes sense to go home. He rehabs at home. He's got a full no-trade clause. And Portland brings back one of its own back to finish out his career. I want people to be careful, though, because this no-trade clause makes me think that when Dame gets healthy, let's say midway through the 26-27 season, do they go to Dame and say, hey, do you want us to move you to a championship contending team to see one last time if you could chase that ring? Because when you look at the team, with Scoot Henderson, with Shaedon Sharpe, right, with some of these young guys, they're kind of a team that's kind of stuck in the middle, right? When you look at Dame now and Shaedon Sharpe. But you also have Jeremy Grant. You have Scoot Henderson, right? You have Denny Avija. Like, you have a bunch of guys in weird spots in their career for a Portland team that actually played pretty well down the stretch of the year because of the job of Chauncey Billups. But congrats to Dame heading back to the Pacific Northwest. Speaking of heading back west, CP3 is heading back to play for the Clippers. And Shams Charania reported earlier today, 12-time All-Star CP3 has a deal to go back to the Clippers for likely his 21st and final season. There was thought that CP3 wanted to be a starter. CP3 wants to win a title. And if you look at the Clippers team, I told you before this move, right, that I thought the Clippers were going to win the Pacific Division. I told you this before they got Bradley Beal. So now you look at CP3 coming off the bench, Derek Jones Jr. coming off the bench, Nicholas Batum coming off the bench, Brooke Lopez coming off the bench. With a starting lineup of James Harden at the point, Bradley Beal at the two, Kawhi Leonard at the 3, John Collins at the 4, Ivica Zubac at the 5, and Ty Lue, one of the top three coaches in the league. Start to wonder now, could the Clippers be the biggest threat to the Oklahoma City Thunder? Little tease. We'll talk about that in our award tour in our next segment. Let's head to the injury front, where Derek Queen is now out for 12 weeks for the New Orleans Pelicans. The rookie underwent surgery to repair a torn ligament in his left wrist. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I do not know what to say about this organization. New Orleans, don't they got voodoo and stuff down there? Like, we stick the pin and stuff, and, like, you do things? Like, don't they have it down there? Well, it seems like it happens, because all New Orleans does is deal with injuries. Whether now it's Derek Queen, whether it's been over the years of Zion Williamson, whether it's been DeJounte Murray, before that when he played there, CJ McConnell, Brandon Ingram, Alvarado, Trey Murphy III. Like, these guys, oh, they always seem to get hurt. I don't know what's in the water, in the jambalaya, in the gumbo, or in the voodoo doll, but they got to figure it out in New Orleans, because this team is a mass unit, and it's year by year, and it doesn't matter if you're a vet, a younger player, or in this case, a rookie Derek Queen. Let's hope that Derek Queen gets healthy. Let's head to the W, who had their all-star weekend, folks, and I want to talk really quickly about the 151-131 all-star game win by Team Collier over Caitlin Clark. Okay, here we go. Caitlin Clark didn't play. The game was a snooze fest. The end. Let's move on with that. The best part about the All-Star game were two things. Number one, Friday night skills challenge. The New York Liberty made a statement with Natasha Cloud winning the skills challenge and Sab in her bag. Sabrina Ionescu makes 11 threes to start the finals after she was so ticked off to losing to Steph Curry in that challenge 2 years ago in the All-Star game weekend for the NBA. Sab is starting to put her case on. Is she the best shooter in the world? Congrats to both Natasha Cloud and Sabrina Ionescu for winning in All-Star weekend. Speaking of winning, the WNBA All-Stars did make a statement, and they made it on their shirts. WNBA All-Star players during warm-ups wore a shirt saying, "Pay us what you owe us." And it brings up an interesting debate about where we are with the WNBA. This is a WNBA team that we've been told has never made money. I find that incredibly hard to believe. When the expansion rate has gone from $50 million to $250 million, now they are chartering planes when they couldn't charter it. Their ratings are through the roof. Oh, and by the way, they have two kids named Caitlin Clark and Paige Beckers that are driving the revenue machine. I'm happy for these girls. I hope they lock out and they get the money they deserve. People can say what they want. Let me tell you something. There's been a lot of companies that haven't made money where they pay their people. They got to pay these young ladies. And I'm going to say this, folks. I've said this a bunch of times on this network. You will not succeed in the W until you move the season to the winter. People are like, no, coach, you can't move it to the winter. It's the NBA season. Let me ask you this, folks. Think about this for a second. When you go to the NBA games, how many times do you see young girls in the stands? No, you don't. Go to a WNBA game. It's dads, moms with their daughters. Give them something in the winter. It's hard to compete. I want the WNBA to seriously consider going to the fall/winter where it's more set up for success. Speaking of success, the New York Liberty made two big moves today with free agents in getting Steph Talbot and Emma Messiman to sign as free agents. These are two of the best free agents on the market in the W. And now, Jonquel Jones comes back this week. And when you look at that starting lineup the New York Liberty have, with Sab, with Cloud, with Stewie, with Jonquel, right? With Fibich. And now you bring Kennedy Burke, Messiman, Talbot off the bench. Let me tell you right now, New York Liberty, according to some sports books, have moved 30 cents in the last couple hours to win the WNBA championship. They are the favorites to win a WNBA championship. They should win the WNBA championship. I'm sure teams like Phoenix and Minnesota will have something to say about it. Maybe, obviously, Indiana, if they get their act together. But right now, the Liberty are should be head and shoulders ahead of the rest of the competition. Coming up next, we'll get into our award tour, where we'll break down tonight the Eastern Conference odds to win, to go to the NBA Finals, and we'll do the same in the West. Am I taking a favorite? Am I looking for underdogs? Am I looking for some spoilers? I'll talk to you about my award tour after this commercial break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Welcome back to the Betting Above the Rim podcast, episode 168, and it's time to get into our award tour as we break down the future markets. With us previewing the Eastern and Western divisional odds the last two episodes, I thought it was a great time to now do the conference odds. And let's start off in the East. This is as of this morning. The Cleveland Cavaliers are the favorites at 2.5. The Knicks are at plus 260, Orlando at 5-1, then a drop-off to Atlanta at 9-1, Detroit and Philadelphia at 12-1, Boston 14-1, Milwaukee 17-1, Pacers 23-1, and then 41-1 for the Miami Heat. Y'all know where I'm going, and yeah, you can call it Knick bias all you want. I'm taking the Knicks to come out of the East. I look at this New York team and think that Mike Brown is an upgrade over Tom Thibodeau. You may disagree. I don't care. I look at the fact of getting Yabusele and Clarkson off the bench is going to make the Knicks more dangerous. I also think the way that Mike Brown will run his high-post offense, Cat will be much more effective because I think he's going to catch the ball more at the elbow in the high post. Go look at the way he used Sabonis. That's the way he's going to use Cat. I think the Knicks are going to be really, really good. And I just can't get behind a Cleveland Cavaliers team that seems to never be able to get out of their own way. It doesn't matter who the coach is, who the players are. For me, the New York Knicks is who I would take to win the East. If I had opportunities to take other teams, right, where would I look? I'll give you two. First is Orlando. I am a big believer and Jamal Mosley. Y'all all know that. I told you midway during the year last year, I thought Jamal Mosley was the coach of the year. And he got hit with the mass unit. Everybody got hurt. Bancaro, both Wagners, Suggs, all missed significant time. If they're healthy, right, and then you add Jace Richardson, and you add Desmond Bane, their Achilles heels are shooting. Those two should fix that, a lot of those problems. To me, they are a legitimate threat to come out of the East. I also think their division isn't very good. They have Washington in their division, and they have Charlotte in their division. Two of the five worst teams in the league. They have their division is better. Now, you could also turn around and say, well, the Knicks got, you know, Toronto and the Nets. Fair. But the Central Division is loaded, except for Chicago, of course. So to me, I look at Orlando as a team in play. Sleeper, I'm going with the Sixers at 12-1. You got to remember, last year, Philadelphia was a team that people thought could have gotten themselves to the NBA Finals. And they got a ton of injuries. So let's play the if game. If Joel Embiid is still a top five player in the world, and when he's healthy, fully healthy, I think he is. If Paul George can find the magic, and I'm not talking about PG-13. I'm just talking about a Paul George that can get you 16, 17 points a night. If Tyrese Maxey can be the Tyrese Maxey, I think he can be. Right? I think B.J. Escobar is going to be really good. You get Jared McCain back. You're going to re-sign Quentin Grimes at some point. Drummond gives you minutes off the bench. I've always been a big Kelly Oubre guy. And Nick Nurse is supposed to be one of the top five coaches in the world. You can't tell me that at 12-1, the Philadelphia 76ers aren't at least something you need to consider as a sleeper to make it to the NBA Finals. Let's head out west. We're at Oklahoma City Thunder is at +135. Houston Rockets and the Denver Nuggets are at 5-1. The Timberwolves, Clippers, Lakers all 10-1. Golden State 17-1. Dallas 21-1. San Antonio 36-1. And Memphis 15-1. It's easy for me to just go take Oklahoma City. But I won't. I've always been on this Houston bandwagon before anybody else. Go check the tape. I told y'all last year they were going to go over their win total. They smashed it. I think Ime Udoka is a top three coach in the world. I think Fred VanVleet is a leader. I think Reed Shepard's going to take the next step. I think Amen Thompson could be the best defender in the world. KD is going to be motivated. And if Ferenc Sengun is a top 20 player in the world, whether you like it or not. But it's their bench. With guys like Tari Eason. With guys like Clint Capella. With guys like Steven Adams. I'm a big believer in this Houston Rockets team. And I think if you get them into a seven-game series, I think Ime Udoka will dog walk Mark Dagnall in a series. So because of that, my pick is Houston at 5-1. Where's my sleeper? It's not so much a sleeper, but it's the Clippers. Why? Same thing I just talked about with Philadelphia. If they can stay healthy. It's a big if. Have they proven that they can stay healthy? Absolutely not. I'll tell you this right now. If Kawhi Leonard was playing 75 games a year, if James Harden was playing 75, 80 games a year, if they didn't have any injury concerns, do you think the Clippers would be 10-1 to win the West? If they're all healthy and you think that you're going to get this out of them, I think that they're a 7-1, 6-1 to win the West. So I'm banking on them, and I think this is the last shot that they got with that starting five, with CP3 coming off the bench, with Bogdanovic coming off the bench, with Brook Lopez coming off the bench, with Derek Jones Jr. coming off the bench. I'm going to take a stab at the Clippers at 10-1 to win the Western Conference. Coming up next, we'll get into our scouting report. Four games in the W on Tuesday night. We'll break them all down. Sparks at the Mystics. Fever at the Liberty. We'll see if Caitlin Clark comes back. The Chicago Sky versus Big Fish and the Minnesota Lynx. And lastly, Dallas versus Seattle. We'll be back to break down those four games on our scouting report after this commercial break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Welcome back to the Betting Above the Rim podcast, episode 168. It's time to get into our scouting report as we break down games in the W. I was wrong. Coach can't count. There are five games in the WNBA on Tuesday night, and let's roll through them all quickly. Leading off with Kelsey Plum and the LA Sparks heading to D.C. to take on Sonia Citron and the surprising 11-11 Washington Mystics. Lions are out right now, and it's 3.5 points favorite for the Mystics. The Mystics have been a really good team. I know last time out, right before the All-Star break, Los Angeles won and they beat the brakes off of Washington. I expect them to get revenge. I'm going to take the Washington Mystics minus -3.5 points versus the Sparks. Let's head to what should have been the big matchup of the night. And that is Kelsey Mitchell and the Indiana Fever taking on Sabrina Ionescu and the New York Liberty. Lions are out. You're looking at about a minus 10. But I expect lines to move by the time you see this. Why? We just got news out, according to Chloe Peterson, who does stuff for Indianapolis Star, that Caitlin Clark has been ruled out for the game versus the Liberty. But in almost bigger news, Jonquel Jones is not on injury report, which means it's clean. She should be in action. Last time out, right before the All-Star break, the Liberty won, I think, by about 16 to 17 points. I expect the line to move to about 11.5 or so. I will take the New York Liberty minus points because they are loaded. Remember, they did sign Emma Messman, but they have to let her go through the visa process, so she may not be there for a couple of games. Let's move on to another game with a big spread, and that is the Sky getting 13.5 points as Angel Reese heads to take on Big Fish, Nafisha Collier, and the 20-4 league-leading Minnesota Lynx. This game, to me, is about taking the total points over for Minnesota. Chicago tends to struggle defensively. They may hang a big number here because if you look at it at 162.5, they're probably hanging to about 90-91.5 points. But the feature Collier in this team is dynamic offensively. And I really look at a team like Chicago that really does struggle to stop people. Yes, Angel Reese has been fantastic. We have to make sure, folks, that we give Angel her flowers. Have I been one that's been on Angel to make her layups and her putbacks? Yes, but she's doing it now. She's doing it at a high clip. She's also getting assists because now she's kicking out to shooters. So the other thing to look at is look at Angel Reese's assist prop. Do know, folks, obviously at some point Tuesday, I will have two scouting reports on the Sports Grid app. One will go over the games again, and one will have all the props. Let's move on to the next game, where the Dallas Wings are 9.5-point underdogs, taking on Megabur, Owumike, Gabby Williams, and the Seattle Storm. This Wings team has been up and down in regards to covering spreads. They haven't been good in regards to their record at 6-17. I think they have the second worst record in the W, only behind the Connecticut Sun. But I look at this team and I look at this game, and to me, it's all about Paige Bueckers. I've said this, and I argued this last week. I think Paige Bueckers is a top 10 player in the WNBA. She's figuring it out. I look on the other side in Seattle, and I really don't see maybe it's Skylar Diggins. I don't see someone that can stop her. So I'm looking at Paige over points, rebounds, and assists. Lastly, last game tonight, Atlanta, Vegas. Now, we did get word just not too long ago that Ryan Howard is out for an injury and will be out for the rest of July. Remember, she was supposed to be in the All-Star game, and she had to find a replacement. So Ryan Howard has had a really great year. That puts a lot of pressure on Alicia Gray here to kind of get the job done. But at this line at 2.5, I know it's a little bit of juice at minus 154. But at some point, folks, like at some point, the Aces got to start playing better basketball, right? I mean, you look at Asia Wilson. You look at Chelsea Gray. You look at Jackie Young. You look at Jude Lloyd. And you look at Becky Hammon. And there's no way in hell this team should be 11-11. I know I said they were going under their win total. I know I told you they weren't winning the championship. But they're a lot better than this. Vegas run starts in the second half tomorrow night with a win over the Atlanta Dream. This has been your Betting Above the Rim podcast, episode 168 for July 21st. For all things sports gambling, download that Sports Grid app. Pre-game, in-game, post-game, props, predictions, and more from the very best in the sports gambling industry. For our producer, Maddie George, who always does a tremendous job, thanks for always listening. And remember, folks, it's smarter to be on Sports Grid. Good night.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.